is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Singebush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Plyman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Oh, good afternoon to all of you. It's matinee girls basketball here on scoresbroadcast.com, featuring the Fort Loramie Redskins and the Marion Local Flyers. These two teams go at it every year late in the campaign, and it's always a tight tilt. Last year it was. We covered that game at Marion Local. Flyers hung on to win by a couple possessions in the fourth quarter. It's usually even Steven in doubt to the last few minutes. We expect the same here today. Both clubs 13-7 on the season. Fort Loramie 13-7, 9-3 finish in the Shelby County Athletic League. Marion Local 13-7 and in a third place tie with Minster at 6-2 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. And Marion Local coming off a win over Coldwater on Thursday, but 10, a loss to Rushi by 1 on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie was beaten by the Rushi Raiders this past Thursday by a final score of 36-21. Rushi's defense was superb. Fort Loramie could not find its offense in that game. Liza Puppelman was held in check, although she has been spectacular in recent games with 31 against Lima Bath, 18 against Mississinewa Valley. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Who would have thought, Chuck, 14 losses between these two teams early February? Probably never, ever happened before.
It's not your norm, but you know, every team, every program is going to have a down year now and then. And if my down year is 13-7, I'm doing something pretty well.
The reason for it, in part, two seniors on the Fort Loramie roster, one senior on the Marion Local roster. The unrest girl for Marion Local a year ago was one of those young ladies you say, hey, you go take the ball, win us a game in the fourth quarter, drive to the basket, make free throws, do whatever is needed.
Yep.
Same with Fort Loramie and Randowee and Mesher. Boy, they were towers of strength around the basket, and head coach Carla Siegel, if she needed something done, those two would do it. But rebuilding process of sorts for both teams. Head coach Carla Siegel, year 26 at Fort Loramie. Beth Strive, an amazing job at Marion Local. She started with the Flyers program as the head coach back in 2012. JV game right now, 27-24. Flyers lead, 48 seconds left to go in our third quarter. Varsity Tilt coming up in about 15 to 20 minutes. It's Marion Local on the road here at Fort Loramie today on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
So many thanks to Osgood Bank here on scoresbroadcast.com. Osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Locations in Chickasaw, Osgood, Fort Loramie, now in Rushi as of last spring, and Indian Lake. Gratitude to Local Equipment, a Scores founding partner, an originating sponsor way back in 2005 and 6. It would not have gotten started without the help from Local. It wouldn't be on the air today without support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center. It moved to Shelby County in 1983 from L.A., California. Thus the name Local, Local Equipment. We thank you so much. Midwest Athletic Conference standings. St. Henry 7-1, Versailles 7-1. Those two girls teams headed on a collision course. They play this week. The MAC girls title cannot be shared. One of those two will win it outright by virtue of St. Henry's upset loss to Parkway this past week. St. Henry fell back into a tie with Versailles in the number one position in the MAC. Both teams 7-1. Minster Marion Local are at 6-2. Fort Loramie wound up 9-3 in the Shelby County Athletic League, tied for second place with the Anna Rockets. Looking down through scoring for these two teams overall during the season, shooting proficiency has been a problem. I noted just four times in these two teams' 40 games has a club shot 43% or better. Marin Local once, Fort Loramie three times. So making shots has been problematic for both clubs. Each team plays very good defense. Nothing's going to change here today, that's for sure. This Marion Local team has lost seven times, was beaten by 12 to Lima Bath in game two of the year at Fort Loramie in the last 3 weeks. Beat Lima Bath by 7. You can compare common opponents, Lima Bath, but don't take much stock in that. That loss by Marion Local to Lima Bath was way back November 22nd. Lima Shawnee beat Marion Local. Versailles beat the Flyers by 9. Spencerville won by 5. St. Henry drubbed Marion Local by 22. On the road in St. Henry, the Flyers played the Redskins very tough, lost by 6. And Marion Local was nipped on Tuesday night at home by Rushi. Final tally 37-36. A game, quite frankly, Chuck, Marion Local shouldn't have lost. Flyers led at the end of the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter. Rushi's defense stuffed Marion Local in the fourth, and a Celeste Borchers free throw won it. Kate Ashman, 22 points for the Flyers on Tuesday against Rushi. That's the young lady that Fort Loramie's got to slow down here today, Kate Ashman. I remember that name from a year ago. Up-and-coming sophomore last season, still a junior, another year ahead of her, 11 points a game. She'll need to be spied on by the Redskins' defense this afternoon.
Oh, absolutely. The Redskins should be nervous about playing a team that played Rushi to a point, because I think if they played them 10 times this year, Loramie would not get that close to just because of the defense.
Right.
So they need to be ready this evening. They need to play the ton of defense, but shooting-wise, Loramie needs to have a good shooting game, because that's not something they've been strong at this year.
No. Marion Local only shooting free throws at about 57% on the year. Fort Loramie at 62. Both clubs have played Dynamite D all season long. I'm expecting 32, 33 points to probably win this game this afternoon.
Yep.
Marion Local, along with Ashman, will start Maya Eckstein, just a junior, a lot of minutes last year as a sophomore. Played often as a freshman, Eckstein, 5'9 junior, just under 10 points a game. And also in the opening five at 6 points a game is Faith Ronnebaum, a sophomore, 5'10" tall. One senior on the Marion Local roster, that's Sophie Salazar, a 5'5 senior guard. Fort Loramie, just a couple of seniors on its roster. Izzy Meyer, a starter, a 5'8 forward, and Kendall Tennery, a 5'7 guard. She's a senior. She also starts. Two very young teams. You can say, Chuck, they're inexperienced. Not as young as they were back in November, though.
No. I mean, when you don't have any varsity experience, so those first probably 7 or 8 games that you're getting used to the speed, you're getting used to the strength that you didn't have to play against in JV games. But by now, yeah, they know what's expected of them. They're getting their roles, and each team just needs to get the ball to their scorer and get some help from other people.
Redskins did that quite well last weekend in the event at Big Walnut, northeast of Columbus, when Fort Loramie played Indian Hill. Janelle Siegel had 15 points, 8 of 10 at the free throw line. Olivia Brandwee, 8 points, 4 of 8 shooting twos, 8 rebounds. Kendall Tennery, 2 threes in that game, 5 assists. in a league win over Jackson Center. Corinne Holscher tallied 12, 6 of 6 at the stripe. Brandwee had 21 in a league triumph over Fairlawn, 16 for Puppelman, 6 of 10 on twos. Izzy Meyer, 10 points, 10 rebounds against Mississinawa in the Versailles MLK event. Puppelman, 18 points, 5 assists, 11 rebounds. Janelle Siegel, 11 points. Brandwee, 8. Puppelman can do it all for Fort Loramie. She facilitates, makes things happen, can shoot the three, can drive, can clear the board. She does a little bit of everything. Head coach Carly Siegel said to me about an hour ago, I don't think I've ever had a sophomore score 31 like Liza did against Lima Bass. She had 31 points in that game. She is an outstanding performer. Tell you what, she's going to have great junior and senior seasons.
Oh, no doubt about it. And I think the end of her sophomore year, I mean, she just needs to work on her strength, and we talked about that, and it's a dead horse. We beat it. She has such an upside. She's got length. She has no fear. She goes into the lane and does what she has to do. She's going to be a really, really good basketball player for Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I think that's a good word. She is fearless. That is for certain, no doubt about it. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our great underwriting sponsors. Loramie Brewing Company is a new one. So many thanks to Loramie Brewing Company downtown in the community of Fort Loramie, a new underwriting sponsor. Here on scoresbroadcast.com, we appreciate the presence of Shelby County Veteran Services, located at 133 South Ohio in Sydney. On the air with us now, 10 or 11 years at Shelby County Veteran Services at 133 South Ohio in Sydney. Provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, the on-site food pantry, just to name a few. Shelby County Veteran Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office at Shelby County Veterans, 937-498-7282. Schedule an appointment. For more info, go to the website, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's veterans, plural, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. A brand-new underwriting sponsor, Woody's at Kayville. That's on Route 274 east of 29 in Kettlersville. One of the very few breakfast, lunch, and dinner spots around. It's a two-year-old diner. It's extremely popular. Woody's at Kayville, quickly receiving rave reviews because of its great vibe and even better food and service. Breakfast Wednesday to Sunday, 7 to 10:30. Wings on Monday nights, 95-cent wings. How about that? Barbecue ribs on Thursdays. Prime rib on Saturdays. An entree every night at Woody's at Kayville. Customers love the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's at Kayville. It's a restaurant that truly captures the essence of what a local eatery should be like. And oh yes, you can order piping hot pizza and hearty hamburgers too. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274, the one diner that is well worth the drive. 2 minutes left in our JV game. Marion Local 37, Fort Loramie 34. I'm hoping, Chuck, this does not wind up in overtime like we had last night at Rushi. Bodkin's Rushi boys preliminary game went to OT, and I wound up with a one-hour pregame.
That's a long time.
Yep, a one-hour pregame program as 25 or 30 Rushi student-athletes, seniors, were recognized on senior night, so it was a lengthy evening. I thought I'd worked a doubleheader when the game finally ended, but it was an evening well worth it. Bodkin's hung on with a strong fourth quarter to pull away from Rushi to win by 13, 49-36. Raiders played extremely well in spurts, especially the second half of the second quarter. But Bodkin's did a defensive job on Bergman and Unverfirth, held them to 3 field goals combined. We talked in advance of that game last night if Botkins might have a little bit of a letdown, having won the Shelby County Athletic League outright at 10-0 with just three games to play. I should say a three-game lead with two games to play, having beaten Jackson on Tuesday. Would Botkins let up a little bit for Rushi last night and Friday night? No chance. It did not happen.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that Coach Grove would allow that to happen. Sometimes your kids, you can tell them all day long what the game means, but they want to keep the role going towards the tournament. Now they've won the league. That's step one. Now they want to win the district. That's their next step.
Maintain that highly competitive edge. Fort Loramie girls JV team has just scored. A minute 20 left in the fourth. Marion Local 38, Fort Loramie 36. As we wind down the preliminary tilt, Marion Local has just turned it over. Fort Loramie a chance to tie or take the lead. We'll revisit this JV game in a few minutes when we come back. Varsity tilt 15 to 20 minutes away. Marion Local at Fort Loramie here today. Both teams 13-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
The goal at Eisenhart Homes in Botkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnippel say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhart is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhart can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhart Homes.
Corey Eisenhart was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhart Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhart kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhart.
You will too, with all your heart. In Botkins, EisenhartHomes.com. EisenHart.
on the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring. Success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable Provico team understands your operation because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Botkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success.
As we return here to Fort Loramie, we tell you that the JV game is in overtime. Just ended, 38-38 regulation tie, overtime upcoming. Just like last night at Rushi, it is going to be a long, long pregame segment here before our varsity tilt. We are probably a good 30 minutes or so away from the start of our varsity game.
Also senior night.
And it's also senior night. My goodness gracious. So we'll be repeating ourselves in the second half of our pregame segment. We'll probably share with you what we talked about 30 minutes prior.
And there's a test, so this time you need to pay attention.
And it's going to be a tricky multiple choice.
If we can remember what the questions are.
I would like to take a moment to recognize Brett Meyer and Kevin Flippo. Brett Meyer, Botkins, Kevin Flippo, Rushi. In the past week, Brett Meyer was honored in Botkins with the Distinguished Richie Gutman Award. Brett, a longtime educator and coach at Botkins High School, a terrific ambassador for the Botkins School District. He earned the Distinguished Richie Gutman Award for his outstanding loyalty and service for the Botkins local school district. Really enjoyed talking to Brett. Of course, we broadcast the game after game after game in which his sons have played. Talk to Brett and his wife often and offer shout outs on the air to family and extended family around the state and around the country. They listen in to scoresbroadcast.com. So congrats to Brett Meyer. Honor well deserved.
Absolutely.
How about Kevin Flippo, Rushi head baseball coach, inducted into the Miami Valley Baseball Coaches Association Hall of Fame, joining 20 other coaches to receive the honor. He said that coaching alongside current Hall of Famers like Rick Gold and Bill Stirwald helped him get where he is today. The local Coaches Association Hall of Fame was established back in 1976. Two individuals are inducted each year. Induction into the hall is based on accomplishments on the field, a service to the association, and or ambassadorship towards the game of baseball in the Miami Valley. Flippo, a two-time Division IV Coach of the Year, 2018-2024, enters his 12th year as the Raiders skipper on the baseball diamond. He has logged an amazing total of 122 wins in this decade alone, leading Rushi to the Division IV state title game three times and winning it in 2022. Brett Meyer, Kevin Flippo, we salute you. Jobs well done.
Oh, two terrific men to go along with the fact that they're such assets to their communities.
And so likable and personable. Fun to be around. They treat you like you've been their next-door neighbor all their entire lives. A lot of fun to be around both Brett and Kevin, that's for sure. 1 minute left in our JV overtime. Fort Loramie 43, Marion Local 42. I'd like to tell you all about one of our great sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Box Supply, located in Minster. We are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. And we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools, academic programs, and athletic teams, which have been highlighted by scoresbroadcast.com for 20 years. Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply in Minster for nearly 50 years, one of many organizations in the region, helping to make this area a great place to live, to work, to receive an education, and to raise families. Fort Loramie girls JV team trying to lengthen its one-point lead. 43-42, just came up with an empty possession with 32 seconds left in overtime. JV contest going down to the wire for a second time. End of regulation. It ended tied. Barron Local has just turned it over. Fort Loramie ball. 23 ticks left in the clock. Fort Loramie JV girls lead Marion Local 43-42. A lot of other action today around the area, Chuck, in high school basketball. Salina and Botkins, which were postponed earlier this year because of weather, couldn't settle on a makeup date. Salina said, no, we can't play then. We can't play then. Can't play then either. So guess what? Instead of playing Salina tonight, Botkins is traveling to Leesburg, Ohio, to take on Leesburg Fairfield, a team that's 12-4. That essentially is the 22nd game for Botkins. It's been added. You go down Route 72 out of Springfield and keep driving all the way to Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, you know, I'm in a game like that. I have no idea how good Leesburg is, usually from that part of the state. Not real strong.
Right.
But it's a good trip for Botkins. This is something to get them on the road, get them ready, get them tournament tested.
When I first saw that game having been scheduled 36 hours ago, Botkins at Fairfield, I quickly went to the GMC site, the Greater Miami Conference, and checked out the Fairfield Indians schedule.
And they were hoping that wasn't that Fairfield.
Fairfield was playing one of the Lakotas tonight. So I knew it wasn't that Fairfield, and I figured it out pretty quickly. Thanks to Mr. Bergman, the Botkins AD, and Jeremy Plyman, I was informed that it's Leesburg Fairfield that Botkins is playing tonight. Fairlawn boys are at Ansonia. New Bremen boys are at Jackson Center. New Bremen got clobbered last night, the Delta St. John. New Knoxville is here against the Fort Loramie boys. Riverside's at Houston. Anna hosts Versailles boys tonight. In girls action this afternoon, Houston's at Newton. Indian Lakes at Jackson Center. Layman's at Fairlawn, and Marion Local is here against Fort Loramie, and the Flyers just scored with 1.7 to go in the overtime to lead Fort Loramie 44-43. It looks like, Chuck, we're going to have closure to the JV game.
Well, we are. There was a mistake on the inbounds pass. They had all their players except one in the forecourt with a one-point lead, threw a ball back towards Marion's basket. The girl steals it, shoots a layup, lose the game. That's how you do it. If you throw it all the way down to this end of the court, they at least have to go all the rest of the way back, and they wouldn't have had time.
Yep, just deliver that ball as far away from your end line as you can. And once somebody touches it, the clock starts to run. And if the opponent's 70, 80 feet away from the basket, you're probably going to finish out with a victory.
A lot better than tossing it to him and letting him shoot a layup.
And now the Redskins have got to pull a miracle in the final, I think, 1.7. And they've got to go 94 feet to do it, down a point to Marion Local 44-43.
Well, the Flyers have to be smart here because they have four team fouls. So they don't want to pick up a foul right here and let them go to the free throw line. That's the only way I think Loramie can win this game.
Oh, that's a good point and a good observation. If you're Marion Local, hands off for sure. And if I'm Fort Loramie, maybe I try to draw a collision. Fort Loramie throws it toward the foul circle, intercepted by the Flyers, and that's it. Marion Local 44, Fort Loramie 43, overtime in the JV game. Girls standing, Shelby County Athletic League. Rushi won the championship with a mark of 11-1. And Fort Loramie and Anna, both 9-3, tied for second. Botkins, Houston were even up with 5-7 records. Fairlawn and Jackson Center in that order brought up the rear. I alluded to the MAC girl standings 10 or 15 minutes ago. St. Henry, Versailles, 7-1. They are on a head-to-head collision course this week. So one of the two will win the title outright. Minster, Marion Local girls are 6-2, tied for the third spot. Parkway 5-3, New Bremen 3-5, Fort Recovery 2-6 in the MAC. Delphi St. John's girls, New Knoxville girls, both 1-7. We'll take a timeout, a lengthy commercial break, then we will return as it's senior afternoon here at Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy. Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side, from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney. We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Hey, do you have short or long-term pain or discomfort? I'd like for you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargie, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, your care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
You can contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness at 937-710-8744. That's 710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
Oh, it's getting loud here at Fort Loramie. Varsity game is in sight, about 14 minutes away. Marion Local on the road here at Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com. Glad you could join us. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. And we are the radio on your phone for high school sports. Hey, the Sydney Frisches has never left. It is still there in Sydney, going strong. Michigan Avenue, just west of I-75. And it is as popular as ever, that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney. Enjoy those fabulous Frisch's favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. The iconic Big Boy, the original fish sandwich, crispy onion rings, hot delicious chili and vegetable soup, and that outstanding hot fudge cake. Mm-mm-mm. So good. Don't forget the Frisch's breakfast bar, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. on weekends. 7 to 11 on weekdays. Frisch's open till 10 on weekend nights, during the week till 9. And more popular than ever at Frisch's, the dinner menu: meatloaf, whitefish, spaghetti, chicken pot pie. Hey, what's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Still in Sydney, going strong, those fabulous Frisch's favorites. Beth Strive, who started at Marion Local as head girls basketball coach in 2012, talking with Fort Loramie head coach Carla Siegel, who's been in charge for 26 years as the head of the Redskins girls program, chatting at midcourt. They're laughing, smiling. They know what coaching high school sports can be like every now and then. Chuck, you got to retool, and right now, you're kind of prepping for the tournament and next season as well. These two rosters are crazy, crazy young. Two seniors on the Fort Loramie roster, one on the Marion Local roster. And 13-7 right now by way of records for both teams. Who knows, this time next year, these two clubs after 20 games could be 17-3.
Well, Maddie Shadow, if she comes back 100% off of her ACL tear,
yep,
Fort Loramie will be a really, really good basketball team, because these girls out here right now are getting experience in having to be the scorer. And if you bring Maddie out there, she facilitates so well. She's kind of like Cordonier for Rushi. She'll score for you if she needs to, but she's a really good passer and a great three-point shooter. That's the difference in, I think, what Lormie's record is compared to what it probably could have been if she would have stayed healthy. And on the other end, you got one senior. So, you know, you're going to have some down spots, and especially when you play in the league, the MAC.
Yeah, both programs pretty lean on varsity experience, underclassmen right down through the roster. Injuries have hampered both teams. You can expect the two clubs will be heard from in the tournament. Marion Local, by the way, is Division VI. Would have to win a district to advance down to Springfield, which is what Minster did last year.
Right.
Minster in D6 went to the Springfield Regional, won it, and then went on to the state Final Four. Fort Loramie right now is seeded number 3 in the north portion of the Southwest District. Rushi is the 1 seed. Mississinewa Valley, the 2 seed. Hard for me to figure that out, how Mississinewa, beaten the 20 by Fort Loramie, could be the 2 seed. Fort Loramie, the 3 seed. When you don't have coaches' input, that's what you get.
That is exactly what you get. Last year, they had the girl from Mississinewa as the player of the year when Loramie had 3 players better than her.
And that's no understatement.
I'm not exaggerating.
That is no understatement whatsoever. Girls tournament draw this Sunday. Boys tournament draw 1 week from Sunday.
Man, it's flying.
Flying right through the season. The cold weather, the snow, makes it still feel like it's the middle of January.
Yeah, I know. Hey, we got a little warmth coming. I think Tuesday's supposed to be in the mid-40s. That's going to feel like summer for a little bit.
Right. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Schaefer Market, located South Main in Fort Loramie. We are your new community go-to store. We have on our shelves what you said you wanted. We've delivered Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Mahaffey Pies, Winter's Meats, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more at Schaefer Market. Sample the hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which offers fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market, South Main in Fort Loramie, formerly Wagner's. And on the other end of Main Street in Fort Loramie, the North Loramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer drive-thru, formerly the North Loramie drive-thru. Get your convenient grab-and-go options at the Schaefer drive-thru. And don't forget to stop by today on South Main at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. See all the new items as well as your old favorites. Schaefer RV Storage is also new, located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer at holly@schaeferoil.com. That's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, holly@schaeferoil.com. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage and support the Schaefer Market Gallon Giveback Program at the Market Gas Pumps. Always low pricing for gasoline at this location, plus 1 penny from each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor. Thank you. Gas pumps at Schaefer Market. We'll return with more. We're about 10 minutes away from the tip-off. Fort Loramie, Marion Local Girls. Lady Flyers won the JV game by a point in overtime. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouthwatering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse
produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. C-U-R-L-Y-S meats.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Fort Loramie, minutes away from the start of a varsity tilt between the Redskins and Flyers. Fort Loramie 13-7, Marion Local 13-7. They collide here today on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on the phone for high school sports. Checking out starting lineups for the visiting Marion Local Flyers. Opening five is as follows. Kate Ashman, she is a junior, 5'10", just under 11 points a game. She is coming off a superb performance this past Tuesday versus Rushi. She dropped in 22 in that 37-36 Rushi win over Marion Local on Tuesday. Ashman added 11 on Thursday when Marion Local beat Coldwater 50-40. In addition to Ashman, Maya Eckstein starts, 9.5 points a game, junior, 5'9". She's on the front line. Emerson Mesher at guard, a 5'6 sophomore, 3.5 points per outing. Claire Bruins in the opening five, 5'8", freshman, 5.5 a game. And Faith Ronnebaum, 5'10" tall, sophomore, just under 6 points per game. Only one senior on the Marion Local roster. That's Sophie Salazar, 5'5 guard. She does not start in that opening five for the Marion Local Flyers. We've got a freshman, we've got a sophomore, and 3 juniors in that opening quintet for Marion Local. For Fort Loramie, Janelle Siegel, 5 points a game, 5'10", junior at guard. Izzy Meyer on the front line, 5'8 forward, senior, 5 a game. Liza Puppelman out front, sophomore, 5'9" tall, 11 points per outing. Also in the opening five, freshman Olivia Brandewee, 5'11", close to 8 points a game, and Kendall Tennery at 5 per outing at a wing, a 5'7" senior. So how about that, Chuck? Each team starts a freshman here this afternoon.
Yep, well, match them up and see how they do.
Opening tip to start the game in 2 or 3 minutes when we come back on ScorersBroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Botkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Well, we just experienced a real treat here at Fort Loramie. Izzy Meyer, Janelle Siegel, Kendall Tennery, the trio combined to perform a terrific national anthem. The Star Spangled Banner delivered by those three young ladies in song was outstanding, Chuck. It was marvelous. One of my highlights of the entire season.
Well, I can't disagree with you, because I am, of anything I'm horrible at, it is singing. And when I hear somebody sing that well, I am always impressed. But to stand up in front of these people as kids and do that good of a job is impressive.
Oh, they were really excellent. Thanks so much to Kendall Tennery, Izzy Meyer, Janelle Siegel of Fort Loramie, as the three young ladies sang the national anthem, and it was fantastic, and the fans loved it. Here we go. We start the game. Marion Local earns the opening tip. Flyers have the basketball to her right. Attired in the road blue, gold numbers, gold and white trim, Fort Loramie in the white, top to bottom, red numbers outlined in black. And right away, Marion Local gets a long, high-arching three ball from Emerson Mesher to float in right down through the cords. It was perfect. Way up in the atmosphere here at the Fort Loramie Gym. A trifecta for Emerson Mesher, and she's got her per-game average already in one shot. Averaging just a tad over three. Nails a triple to open the scoring. 7:18 left here in the opening quarter. Marion Local 3 and Fort Loramie nothing. Redskins at the offensive end have the ball knocked out by the Flyers. Here's Tennery looking, gives it into Izzy Meyer. I wonder if Siegel, Tennery, and Meyer communicate back and forth on the court by singing notes to each other.
I don't know. Might work.
Sloppy pass stolen by Marion Local. Here come the Flyers down the floor into the right corner. It's Ronnebaum. Ronnebaum to a teammate on a delivery below the basket to the other side of the paint. And now Marion Local tries to hit a cutter coming down the lane, and Fort Loramie stabs the ball out of bounds. Playmaker Emerson Mesher below the rim. She looks in, gives it up in the corner to a jump shooter. It's taken there by Eckstein. It's off the rim, climbs to the top of the backboard, comes down into the hands of Puppelman for Fort Loramie. Lies up the floor to Brandewee, back to Puppelman. She veers off into the right corner. Straight away, Siegel. Siegel on a weave to Tennery. Tennery's doubled. Oh, she's hemmed in at the three-point arc. Gets rid of it to Puppelman. Deep right corner, Brandewee, back to Liza on top. 6:22 left first period. Marion Local 3, Fort Loramie nothing. Right corner, Brandewee on the arc to Siegel. Shot fake. Glides through the lane. Reach-in foul by the Flyers. Ball out of bounds to Fort Loramie to the right of the rim. Looking to pitch it in play is Tennery. Wants to get Brandewee the ball in the paint. Can't do it. Lobs out back to Siegel. Now Puppelman. Screen from Brandewee. Still on the arc. Tennery. 6 minutes left. Opening quarter. 3-0. Marion Local in the lead. Straight away Tennery. Tennery picked up on the arc by Maya Eckstein. Tennery gives it up. Gets it back. Right wing Puppelman. She puts it on the deck. Fort Loramie clears out for her. Good take to the rim by Liza Puppelman. She kissed that one in off the window. We have seen a lot of that from Liza this year. And on the inbounds pass by Marion Local, Fort Loramie contests, and the Flyers fumble the ball away out of bounds. 3-2 Marion Local, 5:40 left, opening quarter. Tennery to Brandewee, 30 feet away. It's a 22, Corinne Holscher in now for Fort Loramie. Holscher on the floor, 5'11 junior. Now Meyer high left, throws to Siegel, off her fingertips, is rolling. It would have been an over and back violation had she picked it up. It goes out of bounds to the Flyers. Looking to throw in is Marion Local in backcourt. Handled there by Claire Bruns, B-R-U-N-S. This particular family pronounces it Bruns, and she drove to the basket, missed the shot, followed up and scored. Nice play by Bruns. 5-2 Marion Local. The reason I know it's Bruns, I went into the stands and asked everybody in Maria Stein. And they said, well, depending on the block in which you live, it might be Bruns, but it's Bruns most of the time this year.
Bruns is what I have always heard. So
Marion Local just turns it over, or I should say Fort Loramie just turns it over down to her left. Marion Local in the lead, 5-2. Last field goal by Claire Bruns, as we described. Loose ball midcourt. Players tumble to the hardwood. Arrow favors Fort Loramie. 5-2 Flyers. 4:43 left, opening quarter.
Good hustle by Siegel that time to get it down and get that tie up in the backcourt.
Chuck, this starting out is the kind of game we thought it would be. Good shots at a premium.
Yeah, well, you're not going to get anything easy.
Siegel, 30 feet away for Fort Loramie. Coming out to catch, right wing. It is Brandewee, baseline. Nearly goes below the rim. Feeds to a teammate. Foul line extended right at Holscher, and she bags a 15-foot jump shot.
That was a nice jumper.
Smooth stroke by Corinne Holscher. 5-4, Marion Local. Here come the Flyers down the floor. Hop, skip, and a jump in the lane, but Kaylin Toby, who's come in off the bench, and she walked.
You want the jump part, but you've got to get rid of the hop skip.
5-4 Flyers. 4:16 to go first quarter. Pressure, Marion Local backcourt. Lob toward the timeline, picked off. Good hustle play by the Flyers. Dribbling down the floor, Faith Ronnebaum after the steal. Missed the shot. She was challenged near the rim. We got a push off on the rebound. And it goes against Marion Local. Eckstein picked it up. Two team fouls, Flyers, none Fort Loramie here in the opening period. Redskins to inbound. Eight players in backcourt. Pressure is on. Puppelman collects the inbounds pass. Goes to midcourt. Dropped on the play by Brandewee. Nearly over and back. She scoops it up. Gives it to Puppelman. 3:50 left here in the first. Tennery. Head of the key. It is Holscher. To Tennery, back to Holscher, baseline left, taken away by Marion Local. Good, strong defensive effort. Now the ball is loose at side court. Marion Local player with a hand on the ball was also touching the boundary. That's Ronnebaum. Flyers lose the ball to the Redskins, who will throw in just to the plus side of the timeline with 3:38 to go in the first quarter. 5-4 Flyers.
It's nine turnovers now total for the two teams, 5-4.
Meyer, left corner, throws to Brandewee in the paint. She spins, ducks under, shot deflected out of bounds by Marion Local. No foul on the arm. It was a good, clean defensive play. It's right in there, Chuck, in the teeth of that defense. Olivia will learn to go straight up strong.
And she needs to learn how to get that right hand up in the air when she always likes to turn back to her left.
Yep. Get that right hand up at its apex. Here's a good inside play. Speaking of Olivia, short shot missed by Fort Loramie, but then Brandewee sticks in the board to make it 6-5. Redskins have the lead, the first for Fort Loramie in this game. Timeout, Marion Local, 6-5 Redskins, 3:11 to go opening quarter on scorersbroadcast.com.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
Here is a double team at midcourt by Fort Loramie, which takes it away from Marion Local. And Brandewee's on the loose, spinning and driving up with the left hand. She's got it for two.
Tough shot right there. And the defense, half-court defense, has really picked up now.
8-5, Fort Loramie leads. They put the pinch on as Marion Local gets it across the timeline. Here's the trap. It's stolen by Fort Loramie. Taken away by Puppelman. Down to Tenery. 8-5 Redskins, who've scored 8 of the last 10 points in this game. 2:25 to go, first quarter. Tenery to Puppelman straight away. Outside the arc on the right to Maya Grudich, who's in. 5-4 sophomore. Ball lobbed. Low post left. No one home. Goes out of bounds.
That's one of those passes that even if she catches it, she has no place to go. The laser pass to the baseline.
Yeah, that is one of those recognition things.
Mm-hmm.
The players out of the point learn to pick that up over time. Here's Marion Local beating pressure. Here's a pass from midcourt down inside to Eckstein. She catches and finishes. By mistake, it wasn't 22. It was 24. Second field goal for Claire Bruins.
The other one.
Gina Bruins in off the bench. Gina, a junior, the sister of Claire, got the two-pointer to make it 8-7. Two Bruins, Gina and Claire, for Marion Local. Claire started. Gina in now. 8-7, Marion Local. A minute 35 to go here in the first quarter. Redskins have the ball on the arc. It is Mesher. Or I should say Holscher. I'm getting the Redskins player from a year ago worked into today's game. Bad pass below the basket. Holding foul. Fort Loramie after the steal by Marion Local.
Tenery made the move. Got down, had a shot, and tried to overpass to get it to Brandewee and got the turnover and then the foul on Brandewee.
8-7. Fort Loramie up a point. Marion Local brings it to the timeline. As Puppelman meets the Flyer player, who is Claire Bruins. Puppelman nearly ties her up. Bounce pass thrown to the foul line. And it is flicked away by Fort Loramie. Scrum for it. A couple of white shirts, a couple of blue ones. Flyers will keep it. Held ball. 69 seconds to go. First quarter, Fort Loramie 8. Marion Local 7. Baseline left of the rim. Inbounding is Mesher for Marion Local. She peers into the paint, wants to get it to Ronnebaum, can't do it. Inbounded off a Fort Loramie player, then a Flyer player, out of bounds to the Redskins.
It hit the inbounder on the leg because she didn't step back in bounds.
60 seconds to go, first quarter. Fort Loramie up one. In backcourt, it is Izzy Meyer to Puppelman up the left side. Puppelman picked up by Claire Bruins. Puppelman circles around the top of the key, drives all the way to the rim. No good, but a foul. Good effort. Puppelman took it to the rack and is rewarded with two free ones. 53.7 to go, first quarter. 8-7, Fort Loramie in the lead by one. Puppelman dips the knees, shoots and swishes the free throw. 9-7, Fort Loramie.
That is a pretty free throw right there. No wasted motion.
1-2 dribbles after the second one. The foul shot by Puppelman is canned. And it's 10-7 in favor of the Redskins as the officials huddle at the top of the circle at the Fort Loramie end of the floor to talk. No idea what it could be about.
I think the tall guy's asking the other one out. No, they're deciding who the actual foul was on.
Okay. Foul was on Gina Bruins. It is pronounced Bruins. Public address says Bruns, but I got that cleared up before the game. 50 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Three-point lead Fort Loramie. Dribbling hard down the floor. It's Claire Bruins. Baseline right. A floater short. Rebound is punched out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Marion Local will throw in honors to Kaylin Toby, 5'6 junior. She lobs. Top of the circle to Kylie Shaneline, who's in, a 5'8 junior, down inside to a post player who twists and turns and makes a 5-footer. Nicely done by Ronnebaum. 5'10 sophomore got the shot to go, and she was tagged on the arm as she laid it through to make it 10-9. Foul shot is dead center, tied up at 10. 38 seconds to go, first quarter. Tenery down the floor for Fort Loramie. Dribbles into the right corner. Goes below the basket to a teammate, Brandewey, who got away with a big-time travel, but then pitched it to the side court. Out of bounds to Marion Local with 29.2 to go in the first.
Yeah, they missed the touch after she threw it, but she took four steps, so it evened out. The right team has the basketball.
Yes, exactly. 10-10 tie. 22 seconds to go, first period. Far right wing, Gina Bruins. Airmail to Mesher, left flank. A shot from the arc, short. Rebound Fort Loramie, 12 ticks to go, first quarter. Game tied at 10. Here comes Puppelman, bouncing down the left side. Top of the circle, Siegel. Right wing, Tenery. Three ball rimmed, in and out. Stick back, no good, Holscher. Brandewey's got it, foul in the act of shooting with 0.3 to go in the first. Love the way Fort Loramie, Chuck, played right to the final buzzer of that first period. Crashing the offensive glass. Brandewey worked hard to get a rebound shot up while being fouled. Missed the free throw, though. 10-10 tie, 0.3 left, opening period. Second shot swished. 11-10 Redskins. Marion Local inbounds, and that's it. First quarter's history. Fort Loramie 11, Marion Local Girls 10 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Welcome back here to Fort Loramie. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, as we start quarter number two. It is 11-10 in favor of the Redskins. First quarter scoring, Chuck, take a look at it.
Loramie, they got four out of Poppelman, they got five out of Brandewey, and two from Mesher on the other side. Three from Mesher, three from Ronnebaum, and two each from the Bruins girls.
Here is Fort Loramie attacking to her left. We initiate play in the second quarter. Here's a long three ball by Tenery. In and out, no good. Rebound, five-footer, yes. Puppelman reached up, snatched the board, and stuck it in off the window. Good alert play of Eliza Puppelman. 13-10, Fort Loramie in the lead. Here's Marion Local throwing a pass into the post to Ronnebaum. Down low on the right to a cutter. Handled there on the play by Eckstein. Missed the six-footer, strong. Rebound, Brandewey out ahead to Tenery for Fort Loramie. Tenery throws top of the circle, Siegel. Right corner, Brandewey. Back to Siegel, popped in the air out of bounds. Off of Flyer last. 50 seconds into the second quarter, 13-10. Fort Loramie in the lead over the Marion Local girls.
Marion Local doesn't have a rebound yet in this game.
Ball inbounded, Puppelman head of the key. Wanted to drive, then was shut off. Throws a bad pass intended for Brandewey in the middle of the floor, down inside the paint. It is a wide pitch over the end line to Marion Local. 13-10 lead, Redskins. A minute 10 gone here in quarter number two. Marion Local with the ball, forecourt to our right. Top of the circle, Eckstein, near side of the court to Ashman. Deep right corner, Emerson Mesher. High right, Kaylin Toby. Left-hand dribble. Brandewey nudges her. Not worth a foul call there. On the arc to Ronnebaum. She falls down. Loose ball scooped up by Ashman. Ashman, averaging 11 a game, has been held in check. Nice job, Fort Laramie, so far. Outside the arc on the right, Eckstein had a three-point look. Didn't shoot it. Instead, fed it. Fort Laramie deflected the ball and stole it. 6:17 left, second quarter. Redskins defense has been fantastic. Three-point lead, Fort Laramie. 6 minutes to go till halftime. Izzy Meyer, right corner, started to drive. Back of the hoop. Stolen by Marion Local. Fine sleight of hand play by the Flyers' Emerson Mesher, who just ripped that right away. Left wing, Ronnebaum, foul line, into the paint. Right flank, Emerson Mesher. Deals on top to Eckstein, back to Mesher. Mesher curls into the lane, below the foul line. Might have been hacked, shot short, no good. Rebound for Laramie, and it's poked out of bounds by Marion Local. Redskins possession up three, 5:38 left in the second quarter. And we've got six players in backcourt, pressure by the Flyers. Fort Laramie throwing into Tennery. First basket of this game was scored by Marion Local, which led 3-0. It's been better basketball for Fort Laramie since. Redskins have had the upper hand. There's a poor pass, though, in the left corner of the floor. Goes out of bounds.
11 turnovers.
Too many miscues.
Way too many. Just unforced. That one just threw it out of bounds.
And the last two have been thrown to no one. Redskins failing to capitalize with possession and a three-point lead. Empty possessions. Marion Local with the leather. 5 minutes to go in the first. Three-point game for Laramie. Baseline drive. Claire Bruns. She is choked off. Misses the shot long. Weak side rebound by Marion Local after the Bruins miss. Foul, Fort Laramie over the back. A couple of free throws here for Maya Eckstein. Just under 10 points a game. 5'9 junior. Fort Laramie leads 13-10. 4:59 left, second quarter. Eckstein is too hard on the foul shot. Second one upcoming. Three-point lead, Fort Laramie. It's been a tight struggle throughout. Biggest lead in this contest has been three. Now it's two. That free throw is dead center. 13-11. Fort Laramie ahead by a deuce. Another bad pass. Unforced error. Fort Laramie three in a row. Then an errant pitch by Marion Local. Intercepted by Siegel, who hits a driving Puppelman for the layup. Four-point lead, Fort Laramie. Pressure, Brandewey, midcourt against Ashman of Marion Local. Here's a throwaway by the Flyers. Fort Laramie's got it. Timeout called. 15-11 Redskins, 4:32 left in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Halfway through the second quarter, Fort Laramie leads Marion Local 15-11. It has been a turnover fest so far. So many mistakes. A number of them unforced. Each team playing very good defense. And the stingy defenses have triggered miscues, but there have been many which have been unforced mistakes, that's for sure.
Yep, just
Puppelman,
like that.
Yep, Puppelman forecourt right, coming up from behind. Marion Local deflects the ball away. It's loose. Flyers get it. Held ball ensues. Arrow favors Marion Local, which is down 4, 15-11, 4:18 to go here in the second. Here comes Marion Local up over the timeline. On the bounce is Claire Bruins into the right corner to teammate Mesher. Mesher opened the scoring right away in this game with a long three. Hand off to Claire Bruins. Dribbles down the lane. Back to Mesher on the arc for a triple. It grazed iron. Loose ball rebound. Marion Local. Eckstein. No good. Left corner. Flyers still have it. Deflection by Fort Loramie out of bounds. Marion Local will keep it. 15-11 score. Redskins lead. 3:50 left here in the first half. Izzy Meyer checks back in for Corinne Holscher. Faith Ronnebaum out for Marion Local. Ball inbounded in the forecourt near left corner of the floor by Marion Local. Lobbed into backcourt to Bruins. Bruins to Mesher. She's hounded. Hands off on the play to teammate Ashman. 15-footer short. Scrum for the loose ball. And we've got three or four sets of mitts on it. Held ball. Redskins get it up four with 3:37 left here in the second.
That was the first shot that Ashman's gotten off in this game.
Yeah, she has been held in check, spied on closely by the Redskins defense. 0 points for Ashman. Averaging a tick under 11 a game is Kate. Tuppelman backcourt for Fort Loramie. 3.5 to go. Second quarter, 15-11 Redskins. Tuppelman shakes loose, foul line, doesn't shoot. Izzy Meyer, baseline right, head fake. Back to Tuppelman, elbow right. Now Meyer working toward the paint. Now to Tuppelman, out top of the circle. 3:13 to go, second quarter. Now Siegel. Siegel rambling down through the lane area. Spiked away by Marion Local off a Flyer shoe. 3:09 left in the second. 15-11, Fort Loramie leads. Points hard to come by. Good looks at the basket at a premium in this game. Pumpleman 25 feet away for Fort Loramie. Comes near side to Brandewee. Back to the basket on the arc to Pumpleman. Long jump shot, 21-footer, hit the flange. Weak side rebound is tagged out of bounds by Marion Local. Lengthy possession continues for the Redskins.
That was a good look. I don't mind Liza taking that jumper from the corner there.
Tennery trying to hit Pumpleman, diving into the lane. It's shaken loose, rolls out top of the circle. Redskins get it back. Here's Maya Grudich into the paint. Open Meyer. Forces her way in.
Good
bank shot. Good, but she lowered the shoulder. Offensive foul. Negate the basket.
Yep, she used her shoulder to get open. Okay. Good call.
Tough break for Izzy.
Yep.
And she created some space illegally, according to the official. She had worked hard for those 2 points. 15-11, Fort Loramie up four. 2:38 to go, second quarter. And I wish I had my timer working. How long have we been stuck at 15-11? Here is Marion Local, left baseline. Eckstein works in, short six-footer. It is no good short. Rebound Flyers, thrown back into the post to Eckstein again, overshoots. And the rebound is pounded out of bounds against the mat on the wall. Touched by Fort Loramie. Head coach Carla Siegel can't believe it.
She got knocked to the ground, I'll tell you that. I don't know what I couldn't see through the people to see how bad the contact was.
2 minutes, 18 seconds to go till halftime. Ball inbounded, baseline left by Marion Local. Shot pumped up, no good. Offensive board, yes. Eckstein for two. 15-13, Fort Loramie leads. 2:07 left, second quarter. Here is Holscher, now Pumpleman. Pumpleman 30 feet away for Fort Loramie. Gives it up on the play to Grudich. 1:50 to go until the half. Fort Loramie up 15-13, had been 15-11. Here's Pumpleman between the rings, starts a drive. Bounce pass to Tennery, left corner, three ball, little heavy. Rebound Brandewee, looked like she was clobbered, missed it. Rebound right in front, Pumpleman, yes. Liza hits the offensive board, 17-13 Redskins. 1:28 to go, first quarter. Marion Local, deep right corner. It's Toby. Toby straight away to Eckstein. Ball thrown to a cutter down the lane. It's Kylie Shainline, and she's whacked on the elbow. And for her effort, she will get a couple of free ones. Shainline, 5.5 points a game, 5'8 junior forward. 17-13 Fort Loramie. 1:16 to go, second quarter. Shainline makes it. And it's 17-15. Second shot upcoming for Shane Line. Tell you what, Chuck, a 5 or 6 point lead in this game will be sizable.
Absolutely.
Both free throws good. Shane Line nails two. 1:12 left. There's a travel before Loramie midcourt, not called. Ball thrown inside to Tennery. And it's stolen by Marion Local. Flyers come away with it. A minute to go, first half. Fort Loramie up two. Dribbling hard down the floor, Eckstein. Goes baseline left. And she muffed it, fumbling the ball out of bounds. The turnovers continue to skyrocket in this game.
I'm running out of lead in my pencil.
57 ticks to go, second period. Holscher back in for Fort Loramie in place of Chloe Bruns. It's Bruns on Fort Loramie's side, Bruns on Marion Local's side. 50 seconds to go, first half. Fort Loramie up two, 17-15. Siegel, 30 feet away, being checked by Claire Bruns of Marion Local. Now Puppelman. Puppelman, Holscher in the post, spins, doesn't shoot on the arc to Tennery. Three ball, a good one. Tennery connects from long distance. 20-15, Fort Loramie. 5-point spread, biggest in this game. 20 seconds to go in the first half. Marion Local on the arc with the ball. It's Bruns, handcuffed by a Redskin player. Team foul four, not shooting yet for the Flyers. 18.7 to go here in the second period. 20-15, Fort Loramie leads on that three ball by Tennery. That was a big basket late here in the second quarter. Flyers inbounds to Bruns in backcourt. Bruns dribbling. Fort Loramie zoning on this last possession, it appears. Ball rotated left side to Toby. Eight to play. Marion Local baseline left. Offensive players crowded. Ball thrown on the arc to Mesher. Long high arching three. No, clangs off the rim. And with 1.7 to go, the stick back try by Ronnebaum is no good, but she's fouled. Brandewey on her back. Second on Olivia. Two free throws, Ronnebaum for Marion Local. It is off the front rim, backboard and good. Marion Local shooting several percentage points below the 60 mark on the year. Made the last two, and Marion Local makes these two. 20-17, Fort Loramie inbounds, and that concludes the first half. Fort Loramie Redskins lead the Marion Local Flyers after two, 20-17. It is a tight contest here today. Good girls basketball game. It's a squeaker. We'll go to the wire. Fort Loramie up three at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio.
I tell you what.
Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left. As popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We are at Fort Loramie today. The halftime score is Fort Loramie 20, the Marion Flyers 17. Going to do some halftime stats here for you now, brought to you by Snipple Construction and Borchers Flooring. 11-9 rebounding advantage for the Fort Loramie Redskins. 6-5 in the second quarter. All the rebounding that Marion Local had was in the second quarter. 6 offensive rebounds, 9 for the game. They turned the ball 11 times. Fort Loramie turned the ball over 14 times. Free throw shooting, the Redskins went 4 times, made 3. Marion Local went 7 times and made 6. Individual scoring for the Flyers. They were led by Faith Ronenbaum with 5. They got 3 each from Eckstein and Mesher. Gina Bruins had 2. Claire Bruins had 2. And Kylie Schelfenstein had 2. They scored 10 and 17 for the quarter, or for the first half. On the other side, Loramie led by Liza Poppelman with 10. They got 5 from Olivia Brandewee, 3 from Tennery, 2 from Holscher. They scored 11 and 9, and it's 20-17 at the half.
And we've got the third quarter upcoming here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are your radio on the phone for high school sports. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building. building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We are about 30 seconds away from the start of our third quarter. Close encounter here at Fort Loramie. Redskins girls 20, Flyers girls 17. At the intermission break, Fort Loramie had a very brief 5-point lead late in that second quarter. Kendall Tennery hit a big three. As we have mentioned, Chuck, already at least once, a lead of three possessions will be significant in this game. Whichever club gets a little mini run of three field goals in a row might be enough to separate from the opposition for good.
Absolutely.
First possession, starting third quarter action. Marion Local with the ball down to her left. Fort Loramie strikes it out of bounds. Flyers throw in, foul line. It's Kate Ashman. Ashman down low post left to teammate Ronnebaum. Shot no good. Traveling on the rebound, Redskin player had the ball but stumbled to the hardwood. Ashman still scoreless, is that right, Chuck?
Still scoreless.
Leading scorer on the year for Marion Local, Kate Ashman. A tick under 11 points a game is scoreless. Ashman shooting, elbow, left side, overshot it by a big margin. Weak side rebound, another scrum, tie up. Timeout called, Flyers, 16 seconds into the third. 20-17, Fort Loramie leads. early third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Flyers inbound below the Marion local basket. Ball thrown into the lane. Here's a shot arched up from 14 feet right in front. Claire Bruins had it on the iron. Seemed like forever it danced around, fell off. Fort Loramie with a tap out of bounds. Flyers inbounds again below the rim. Ronnebaum foul line. Stolen, Izzy Meyer. Izzy on a breakaway. Coughed up the ball en route to the basket. Out of bounds to Marion Local. 7:31 to go here in the third quarter. Score remains 20-17. Redskins in the lead. Flyers inbounding. Ball airmailed to midcourt. Broken up. Loose ball. Picked up on the play by Bruins. Here she goes down the floor for Marion Local. Pulls up. 8-footer short. Rebound on the arc to the long three-point shooter. It is Emerson Mesher in and out. Tough break. Rebound Fort Loramie. Here comes Puppelman down the floor for the Redskins, who still lead by three. Puppelman picks up the dribble on the arc. Needs help. Can't find anybody. Curls a bounce pass into Brandewee. Baseline right to Meyer. Back down inside to Olivia. And it is stuffed on the play by Ronnebaum, who took it away. Ronnebaum gave it up, got it back. Near side to Claire Bruins. Bruins with the ball for Marion Local. Throws right corner. Back to Bruins' foul line. Hits Mesher at the elbow on the right. Now Ronnebaum works into the paint. 12 feet away. Throws an elbow. Makes a shot. Discounted. Offensive foul before the contact.
I'm glad one of the three officials saw that. That was an obvious charge. And the other two stood there and swallowed their whistles.
Yep, it was clear cut. I was about ready to make the comment that basket shouldn't be allowed. And I think the third official took a look at it. Maybe the first two didn't make the call.
And had the guts standing right next to the bench. Marion Local bench is the one that made the call.
6:22 to go here in the third quarter. Buffelman drives into trouble. Throws right wing. Open look. Corinne Holscher lifts the rim. No good. Rebound down to Marion Local. On the giddy-up, it's Claire Bruins into the paint. 10-footer off the back iron. Scrap for the loose ball. Arrow says Redskins possession. Up and down the floor for 2 minutes here in the third. No points recorded. Still 20-17 in favor of Fort Loramie. Liza Puppelman in backcourt. Liza's got the ability to give this Redskin offense a little spurt and provide some distance between the home team and the visiting team. Right now it's just three. 5:50 to go in the third. Puppelman outside the arc on the left to Tennery. At the point on the right is Puppelman. High arching three ball. There we go. Liza Puppelman connects from distance right on cue. 23-17. Puppelman rips the cords.
She has 13 now.
What a game for her. Liza, 13 big ones. Here is Marion Local trying to throw to the post. And Fort Loramie says, oh, not on our watch. Redskins tie up Maya Eckstein. Held ball, Marion Local possession. Baseline to the right of the rim. Ball being thrown in by Marion Local. Left corner. It goes to Kaylin Toby on the arc to Mesher. Mesher down the right side. Tennery overplays. Bad pass. Loose. Puppelman's got it. Outlet down the floor to Shainline. Shainline right corner outside to Grudich. Grudich gives it up 25 feet away to Puppelman. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Near side Grudich still in the arc. Checked by Toby. Baseline left Puppelman. Now Tennery tried to size up a three. feeds top of the circle. Marion Local gets a hand in the way. Another scrum. Timeout. Fort Loramie in the nick of time. 4:44 to go. Third quarter. We've had one bucket in this period. A three-pointer by Puppelman of Fort Loramie. Halftime score was 20-17. Redskins lead by six midway through the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Well, this is a critical stretch for Marion Local, down six. Redskins possession, 4:40 to go, third quarter. Ball thrown to the post, then to the right corner to Holscher. Jump shots away, no good. Rebound Flyers. Marion Local zips down the floor, left corner. It is handed off to Kate Ashman, still hasn't scored. Ball looped right wing to the jump shooter for the Flyers. It's Kaylin Toby, short. Nice rebound in the lane, is good, and a foul. Ronnebaum got the deuce as her persistence on the interior paid off for the Flyers. Good offensive rebound by Ronnebaum, and Brandewey picks up number three. Ronnebaum for the three-point play. Fort Loramie had led 23-17. It's 23-19. Foul shot, no good. What an offensive rebound by Puppelman, who raked the ball away from the Flyer while going to the ground, released a pass into the corner in the same motion, and no one was home for Fort Loramie, out of bounds to the Flyers.
Well, she had her left arm grabbed, and she was pulled to the ground.
Yeah.
No one made that call, so she had no choice but to throw the ball away, or she was going to fall out of bounds.
And it seemed like there should have been a personal call. Tough break for Liza, who takes her respite. Here's a drive by Marion Local, and navigating the paint area for the Flyers is Kate Ashman, and she drew a hacking foul from Fort Loramie. 23-19, 4:11 to go, third quarter. Ashman shoots free throws for her first points in this game, and it's good. 23-20, Fort Loramie in the lead by three. It was 23-17 with 4:50 to go in the third. Ashman's foul shot here can cut it to two. It's long. It hit the flange, kicked into the corner, tracked down by Izzy Meyer. Up ahead to Grudich for Fort Loramie. Grudich between circles to Siegel. Being hounded by Ashman. On a weave, Grudich straight away on the arc. Needs some assistance. Delivers to Meyer. Meyer to Siegel. At the point on the left, it's Tenery. Mid-post area, Meyer stumbled, might have walked, got away with it, threw it to Grudich on the arc. Fort Loramie's offense way out high. Ball thrown foul line to Holscher. Now Siegel, 25 feet away. Opposite side of the floor, Tenery coming out to catch is Grudich, 3:28 to go. Lob pass, ill-advised, intended for Holscher, spoiled by Marion Local. And on the deflect, the Flyers get it. 3:16 to go in the third. Left wing Toby for Marion Local. Swings it straight away to Eckstein. Back to Toby near side. Between the circles, Mesher. Mesher dribbles into the right corner. Here's a weak baseline drive by Marion Local. Blocked by Fort Loramie. And another tie-up. We've had numerous checks of the arrow in this game. I bet to 25 of them or so. Fort Loramie gets it. Leading the three, 23-20. It was 20-17 at halftime. 6 points total here in this third quarter. 2:56 to go. Redskins over the timeline at Siegel on the dribble. Being hounded by Ashman. Ball thrown. Another reflection of the arrow at the scores table, and it is Flyers possession. Public address announcer Dave Ross says, guess what? Held ball. another one. Marion Local to throw in. Both teams' tenacity on defense has been very evident in this game. A lot of deflections, passes being challenged left and right, shots being altered, blocked, and we got a scrap for a loose ball at midcourt, and avoiding another held ball is Beth Stribe, head coach of Marion Local. She gets a timeout, a full, 2:35 to go in the third. Redskins up three on scoresbroadcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Singibush wants to throw. Out pattern. Goal line. Receiver on the run. Yes, he catches. Touchdown. Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
Up the Flyers inbound, trailing by three. 2.5 to go, third quarter. Left side of the floor, it is Claire Bruins with it. Rolls it toward the timeline. Eckstein tracks it down. Scrambled floor for an instant. Marion Local nearly walked. It is Bruins, near side of the court, down inside Eckstein. Four-footer hit the underneath side of the rim. It comes away to Fort Loramie. Redskin ball up three. Siegel stops and pops. Short off the iron. Long rebound left corner, out of bounds to Marion Local. We're stuck at 23-20. 2 minutes left here in the third quarter of this game. Redskins led 20-17. Halftime break, each team with three in the third. It's been a stalemate. A 3-3 standoff in the third quarter. Fort Loramie had a very brief 5-point lead late in the second at 20-15 on a Tenery triple. Up over the timeline, it is Claire Bruins dribbling down into the right corner for Marion Local. And reaching in is Fort Loramie. Tenery, strong play. Gets mitts wrapped around the leather. It's a jump. Arrow favors Fort Loramie. Far side of the court, it'll be Izzy Meyer inbounding. Six players in backcourt. Ball thrown to the timeline, and it's broken up on the play by Marion Local on the deck. Another held ball. Flyers get this one.
The passes are too long, and the person the pass is coming to is waiting for it to get to him.
Yep.
The defender's not waiting, and that's a recipe to turn the ball over 50 times in a game.
Yep, you've got to go meet that pass. I don't care what sport it is. The receiver can't stand still. You've got to be a target, shield off that defender. Marion Local, nice offensive set. Give and go down the lane. Kylie Schoenlein, no good, but she is mashed on the arm. Ball hit the beneath side of the glass, but she was hit pretty hard. Couple free throws for Schoenlein. Up and in, 23-21 game. Second shot here for Schoenlein. Minute 38 to go, third quarter. It's off the flange. Leaping high for the rebound is Bruns for Fort Loramie. She snared it nicely. Backcourt to Puppelman. Puppelman dribbles up ahead, goes to Tenery, 35 feet away. Tenery on the bounce, top of the circle. Hand off to Bruns, 23-21 Fort Loramie. 80 seconds to go, third quarter. Flyers, man-to-man defense. Puppelman drifts down the middle without the ball. She's picked up. Outside the arc on the left, it's Meyer. Izzy hands off to Tenery. Sets, doesn't shoot, couldn't get it off. Bounce pass baseline left, intended on the play for Brandewee. And it is belted out of bounds by Marion Local with 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Fort Loramie 23, Marion Local 21. Ball inbounded to Puppelman, elbow on the left. Puppelman 13 and Fort Laramie's 23 points. Another held ball. Redskins will keep it. 57.3 to go in the third. Break for Brandewee. Tennery, baseline left of the rim. She will trigger. She looks. Somebody probing the middle. That's Bruns. Catches baseline right. Awkward shot or pass in the middle of the floor on the play for Holscher. Loose ball caught by the Redskins. And somehow or other, Chuck, the ball gets airborne toward the rim, and a foul is called.
Meyer caught it and just went ahead and launched it towards the basket, got herself two shots.
Way to go, Izzy. Free throw, high archer, yes. Point number four for Fort Laramie in the period, 24-21. Redskins lead, each team with four in the quarter. 51 seconds to go. Second shot, Izzy Meyer. Deep knee bend on the way, much too hard. Rebound, pinballed around. Who's got it? Redskins top of the circle. Puppelman has it. She's tripped, or is it ruled a jump? Ooh, that's a bad call. That's ruled a held ball, and there's no way. Puppelman was decked from behind. Somebody clipped both knees.
The Marion local fans are screaming for travel. It was an actual foul, but they got the ball and they had the ball, which...
Here's a makeup call, palming violation against Kaylin Toby, who dribbled down the left side of the court.
Well, she actually did, but I don't think it would have been called if they hadn't just missed that one.
24-21 Redskins, 37 seconds to go, third quarter. I tell you what, Chuck, I couldn't referee one of these games. You couldn't pay me enough. Here's
double
a double dribble. Yep, that's a miscue. Fort Laramie clear cut. Error Tennery. 24-21, Fort Laramie up three. It was 20-17 at the half.
If they let me stay just on one end, I could referee a game.
Oh, there you go. Here's Claire Bruins taking the ball at midcourt, dribbling down the floor all the way to the rack. Shot short. Offensive rebound, Bruins. No good. It's on the deck. Another held ball. And it's Fort Laramie's possession with 17.2 to go in the third quarter. This has got to be a record breaker for held balls.
I think so, and I'll tell you what, Marion Local, I don't know if they shoot it this poorly all the time, but they can't make a five-footer.
Nope. Lid on it for the Flyers. Siegel down the floor, 8 seconds to go to Puppelman. Tennery for three, left flank, short. Loose ball rebound, Meyer puts it up high off the window, no. Baseline right, Siegel 15-footer short. Third quarter closes, and as I look at Carla Siegel, head coach Fort Laramie, Beth Strybe, head coach Marion Local, they are both scratching their heads. Stalemate third quarter, 4 points apiece, Fort Laramie up three. We start the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Laramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS.com.
Up here we go on scoresbroadcast.com. 8 minutes, final quarter, the fourth upcoming. Fort Laramie 13-7, Marion Local 13-7. 24-21 game, Redskins lead. We open the fourth. Ashman, leading scorer of the year for the Flyers. She has been nullified completely today, Chuck. What, one free throw?
Yep, she's one for two from the line. She hadn't made a fielder yet.
My goodness. Puppelman, 13 for Fort Laramie. Ball inbound to left corner, Kaylin Toby. Jump shot off the side of the backboard. No good. Rebound Redskins. Siegel out to Tennery. McHenry, hard drive down the floor, pulls up in the paint, gives it out back to Puppelman, who looks over the defense, comes near side on the play to Holscher for the cutter. Puppelman, ball drop, collision, bodies fly. Going to be interesting to see who this foul is on. And it is called on a white shirt, and the Fort Loramie bench can't believe it, and I'm with them. Foul on Puppelman, who was charged trying to receive the pass. Boy, I'm not so sure that.
Officials have bad days, too.
Again, though, it's one of those games, Chuck, where there is so much contact.
They probably lost interest.
Every single pass, there's a reach in, a grab.
Yep. They could have called 100 fouls today, honestly, if they chose to.
7:22 to go here in the fourth quarter. 24-21 Fort Loramie. On the arc, Mesher for Marion Local. She made a three to start the game. Here's a pass, cross court, skips it wide of the mark, and it goes out of bounds. Unforced error. What do we have? 45 turnovers combined between the two?
That's 20. That's, say, a 37.
Here's Puppelman outside the arc on the left. She got away, picking up the pivot foot. No call. Handoff low on the left to Brandewe. Leaner, seven-footer, no. Rebound stuck up there again. Hard-working Brandewe. And give her an A-plus for effort. She's rewarded with two free throws. 24-21 Redskins, 6:56 to go here in the fourth. Rodabaum picked up the foul, her third. Couple of freebies, Brandewe. It is rolling up on the rim, back iron off. Score remains 24-21. Toby out, Rodabaum out. Ashman back in for Marion Local. Both free throws missed. Marion Local's got the rebound. Long throw down the floor. Caught on the dead run by Mesher. She received it over the shoulder and made a driving layup.
Mesher.
Great play, Flyers. Emerson Mesher snared it in stride. 24-23. Fort Loramie's lead shaved to one. 6:36 to go. High post back to the basket. Siegel. Right wing, Holscher. Holscher looks for help. Deals to Puppelman. Puppelman being checked on the play by Eckstein. Head of the key, Holscher. Near side pass deflected by Marion Local. And it's a 50-50 ball on the baseline. Touch by the Redskins. Flyers down a point can take the lead here. Fort Loramie once led by five, 20-15 late in the second. Very low scoring third quarter, 4 points apiece. Marion Local with an offensive possession for the lead. Deep in the right corner, it is Ashman. Gives it on top to Eckstein. She's being hounded. Near side pass to Bruins. Claire Bruins with an adept drive. Kiss one in off the window. It's good. Well done by Bruins. And the Flyers have a one-point lead, 25-24. Very good offensive play by Bruins. Here's a drive by Puppelman for Fort Loramie. Deflected. She saw an opening. Crashed the backboard. Lifted off the ground. Marion Local got a hand on the ball. It went out of bounds. Redskins down a point. Throw in. 25-24 Flyers. Mark it down at the six-minute mark. A big field goal by Claire Bruins to give the Flyers the lead. Now a steal. Marion Local's got it. Four-court left. It's Ashman. Ball pitched top of the circle to Eckstein. Foul line goes below it. Eight-footer hit the heel. Rebound pinballed. Myers got it for Fort Loramie. Gets it out of trouble to Puppelman. Up to Tennery. Tennery, midcourt to Brandewe. Olivia all the way to the rim. Looked like a defensive foul, but Marion Local shot no good. It is not ruled a charge. Right call is made. Two free throws, Brandewe. Redskins need to start hitting foul shots.
Yeah, her last two were so flat. There was no way they were going in.
Free throw, Brandewe.
Much better.
Good. A little more arch on that one over the front rim. Dead center. Yes. 25-25 tie. 5:12 to go here in the fourth. Brandewe's got a pair. Yes, both foul shots on the money. 26-25, Fort Loramie. It's not a well-played game, but it is tightly contested. Travel at midcourt and Marion Local missed. Flyers retain the ball. That nearly a tie-up, about 3 feet into plus territory. Marion Local's end of the floor. Arrow favors the Redskins.
This game is going to probably last about 6 hours after they get done with all the held balls.
I asked a Flyer fan behind me, are you keeping track of held balls? She smiled, and she said, yes, 67.
She might be real close.
Ball thrown, foul line. It is Holscher for Fort Loramie. Gets it to Puppelman, baseline right. She works her way in. It's a teammate, Holscher. Open look, 10-footer. Oh, it's in and out. It sank below the rim, somehow snapped away. Marion Local got the rebound, threw it down the floor, over head coach Beth Strive's head, and out of bounds.
Yep, not again, just didn't pick the right person to throw it to.
26-25, Fort Loramie, 4:32 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's one of those games, Chuck, we said in the pregame, 35, maybe even 30 would win it. We are right on target. Forecourt left, Puppelman for Fort Loramie. Comes back near side to Tennery. Over guarding foul. It is Bruins for Marion Local. Third on the team. Keep an eye on team fouls. Marion Local 3, Fort Loramie 1. Here in the fourth. Redskins lead by a point. There's a long pass from side court. Tennery airmailed it. Intended for Brandewee low on the right. Near the bottom corner edge of the backboard. Too high. Off her hands, out of bounds, right back to the Flyers.
Good pass, and she's shooting a layup.
Left wing. It is Ashman on top to Shane Line. Down low to a teammate. In tight. Ashman gets her first fielder of the game. Big goal, Marion Local. 1 point lead, Flyers, 27-26, 3:50 left in the game. Tennery, top of the key for Fort Loramie. Hand off to Puppelman, she's got 13. Nobody in double figures, no one close for Marion Local. Puppelman falls down in the right corner, and Fort Loramie gets a timeout. 3:41 to go, 27-26, Flyers on scoresbroadcast.com.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, production support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs that follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
Well, welcome back here to Fort Loramie. Oh, we've got a scrap. It's nose-to-nose, shoulder-to-shoulder, going to the wire, 3:41 to go, fourth quarter. Marion Local 27, Fort Loramie 26. I've lost track, Chuck. Whose possession is it right now?
It is Loramie's ball here on the sidelines. Got a timeout before another tie-up.
Tennery to play it in for the Redskins. She looks, deals down to Holscher in the right corner. Into the post to Brandewee. Good overplay. Ronnebaum on the deflect. Held ball again. Flyers possession. 27-26. Marion Local with the ball and a one-point lead. In backcourt, Marion Local is Ashman. Ashman had to measure down the right side. Cross-court pass, but Marion Local's a bad one. It's saved somehow, some way, by Ashman. It was over and back, not called. Pass goes down inside to Ronnebaum. Three-footer deflected by Brandewee. Rebound Fort Loramie in the baseline. Foul Marion Local. Brandewee was pushed out of bounds. I think that's the call.
They called a foul. the girl who saved it ran, is the one that then ran back in bounds and grabbed it. You can't do that. And then she dribbled it again.
Yep.
So it was three turnovers on one play, none called.
One of those kind of afternoons here at the Fort Laramie gym. Here's a bad pass. Redskins in backcourt. Aaron Local steals. Handoff on the play. Layup good. Shane Line gets the fielder. Sloppy play. Fort Laramie backcourt contributing to the layup by Marion Local, which leads by three. Marion Local's lead is three. That matches the 3-0 lead to start the game when the Flyers measure, drain the triple. 2:44 to go in the game. Fort Laramie with 6 points in the entire second half in 14 minutes. Top of the circle with the ball, Siegel, left corner, Puppelman starts to drive, overshoots, foul against Marion Local. Good chance at a 3-point play there. Liza couldn't convert. Now the pressure's on at the free throw line. Marion Local leads 29-26, 2:30 to go here in this game. Couple free ones. Puppelman dips the knees. It is in and out. No good. Now Fort Laramie is going to need much better offense down the stretch if the Redskins are going to pull this one out. Puppelman again. One of two. Good. 29-27. A respite for Liza. She'll come back on the floor soon for the stretch run. Here's Marion Local in backcourt. Double team by Fort Laramie. A steal taken away on the play by Meyer. Meyer's tripped as she tries to come away from a cadre of players who are around the basketball. I couldn't see the leather. Two or three blue shirts, two or blue white shirts. And it was Meyer who squeezed through the pile. She was tripped. Two free throws, chance to tie. It is bouncing around. It is no good. Second one coming. Marion Local way over the limit. Five fouls plus. Only one in Fort Laramie. Redskins can afford to be very aggressive. Second free throw by Meyer. Off to the left. It's no good. Rebounded by the Flyers. 2:19 to go in the game. 29-27 Marion Local. Flyers into the forecourt. Low in the right, Shane Line. Fade away, 10-footer, no good. Loose ball rebound garnered by Bruins. Marion Local still has it. There's a bump by Puppelman, and she forced the ball to go out of bounds. Marion Local fans thought there was a foul, could have been called.
They were right. They get the ball, though.
2 minutes, 2 seconds to go here in the game. Marion Local 29, Fort Laramie 27. Ball inbounded, Eckstein, midcourt, pressured on the play by Meyer. Eckstein picks up her dribble, goes to Bruins. Bruins dribbles out of trouble, then makes a bad pass. Intercepted on the play by Siegel of Fort Laramie. Siegel down the floor to Holscher. Back to Siegel, 1:44 to go. Fort Laramie trails by two, 29-27 Flyers. High dribble, Puppelman not called. Here's Tennery. Tennery hangs on. Bounce pass to Siegel. Head coach Carlos Siegel gets a timeout. We'll keep it right here. A message from Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie at 15 Elm Street. It's the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, the adult children. Styling for 40 years. We will style. You will smile at Cutaway Styling Salon. Owner extraordinaire Deb Gubo. Stylists Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, and Turner. Handicapped, accessible, open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience and your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway. Come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. And thanks so much here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Geyers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, West Main, and Fort Laramie. Customer pricing and financing always. When Gus Geyer started Geyers, he was smiling back then, too, because he treated every customer with great service, just like today at Geyers. And he is still smiling because the three generations of Guyers have done business the same way since. See the new Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Guyers in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Guyers, GAIERS.com. Redskins inbound, down by two. It is fed into Siegel, 35 feet from the rim. Now Puppelman, 30 feet away. 29-27, Marion Local. 1:19 to go in the game. Here's a long shot, left wing. Holscher, Fort Loramie, in and out, no good. Rebound, Brandewee, it's no good. But a foul on Marion Local. Brandewee's shot nearly went in. Holscher's shot nearly went in. Chainline picked up the personal. And now Fort Loramie's got to convert at the stripe. Olivia fires and scores. 29-28, Marion Local by one. 1:18 to go here in the fourth. Second shot by Brandewee on the way. Yes. Tied up. We're all even. Marion Local inbounding in backcourt. 1:16 to go. Keep in mind, just one team foul in Fort Loramie. And Marion Local, haste makes waste. They hurry up the floor and dribble it out of bounds.
And she killed herself.
1:12 to go in the fourth. We're tied at 29. Marion Local has long since been over the limit. Five fouls on the Flyers, one on Fort Loramie. Redskins can afford to be very aggressive. Marion Local really can't. Ball inbounded to Puppelman in backcourt. Keep it in Liza's hands. Get a good drive toward the rim out of her.
Free throws, yes.
Hang on to the basketball. Two-shot situation for Fort Loramie. Should Marion Local foul? Here's Tennery, 35 feet away to Puppelman. 48 seconds to go. Head coach Carlos Siegel barks out instructions. High left with the ball is Tennery to Siegel. Tennery between the rings. Marion Local conscious of the fact the Flyers have five fouls on them. Here's Puppelman curling. Goes to the elbow on the left. Hand off to Brandewee. 28 seconds to go. That of Puppelman. 23 seconds to go. Puppelman, 35 feet out. Tries to throw to a cutter. Deflected pass, Marion Local. It's ruled a held ball. And guess what? The Redskins retain it. Arrow favors the home team with 19.3 to go. One timeout left, Fort Loramie. Two, Marion Local. Game tied. Ball inbounded below the rim. Brandewee puts up a five-footer, no good. Rebound, Holscher, no, but a foul. Corinne Holscher on the cleanup right in front. Good board work by Corinne. Brandewee's shot nearly went in. Holscher, two free throws. One make will give the Redskins the lead. Free throw Holscher, yes. 30-29, Fort Loramie. 16 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Again, Fort Loramie, Chuck, can foul and not send Marion Local to the line.
Three times.
In the final 16 seconds, you simply force Marion Local to take it out of bounds. You foul him once, twice, three times. Second free throw, good. Fort Loramie 31, Marion Local 29. Redskins can foul. 12 seconds to go. Dribbling down the left side, Marion Local. Timeout called. Signaled on the play by the Flyer player, Claire Bruins. Flyers will have it side court, 11.9 to go. Fort Loramie up 2, 31-29. Chuck, let's play a quick commercial break. Maybe talk about strategy. That would be a good conversation, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, but strategy-wise right now, Marion's got to be talking about be strong with the ball, and if they start to, you see them reaching for you and you're behind the arc, throw it towards the basket, try to get a call. Loramie knows that they got three fouls to give, but they got to be smart enough to not make sure it's not in a shooting situation.
Yep.
But with that, it was 11 seconds. So they throw the ball in. You make them throw the ball in three times, you're going to eat up about 6 or 7 seconds of that.
Yep. Now you're thinking just like me. And we'll see what happens out of the timeout. Scoreboard clock resetting itself. I think it's at right around 10 to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie leads 31-29. Flyers ball side court in the offensive half for Marion Local, right in front of head coach Beth's drive. 11.9 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie leads 31-29. Flyers inbound. They can take the lead with a three. It's thrown in, then pitched out back to the jump shooter, who steps to the foul line. Ashman missed the 15-footer. Loose ball, rebound, left corner. Held ball in the corner of the court. Marin local possession, 4.7 to go. Ashman got the shot she wanted, a 15-foot J. It was just too strong. Two-point lead, Fort Loramie. You hear the Redskins bench shouting out, fouls to give, fouls to give.
Yeah.
We'll see how this plays out. Timeout, Marion local, full timeout. Each team, or I should say Fort Loramie, one left. That's the Flyers' last one. And we're down to, what, less than 5 seconds on the clock.
Yep.
Fort Loramie with a two-point lead, 31-29. Yes, Chuck, we've had a record-breaking number of held balls, a lot of turnovers, tenacious defense, unforced errors. Shooting's not been sharp.
Not good.
Tell you what, both teams leaving everything on the floor defensively. Typical Fort Loramie Marion local game.
Well, you can talk about, you know, the offenses weren't clicking. They turned the ball over. They played hard. My goodness, do they just bang each other, and it's... This is a semi-meaningless game. It's not going to change seedings. It has nothing to do with a league. But they don't want to lose to each other.
Yeah, Redskins, Flyers, yeah, a quadruple capital letter E. Not a big uppercase E. I mean uppercase E times 5 or 10. The effort of these two teams has been tremendous. 4.7 to go. Here's Marion Local trying to tie this thing up. Inbounding left of the rim. Ball clawed away by Fort Loramie. Goes out of bounds. 3.8 to go. Flyers to inbound from the same spot as before. Playmaker Eckstein. Let's see if they hit Ashman coming off a screen. Ball lobbed into the lane. Eckstein grabs it, spins, throws up a fadeaway shot. She's fouled while shooting.
That's the thing about fouling. You gotta be smart about it.
Izzy Meyer picks up the personal. Eckstein with two free throws to tie the game. 2.1 to go. Eckstein eyes the hoop. Swish! 31-30. Fort Loramie up one.
That's Ashman.
I'm sorry. Ashman is the young lady who got the shot off. She was the player the Flyers targeted, leading scorer on the year. She's been held in check. Just one field goal in the game. She eyes the hoop for a second free throw to tie it. It is good. Pressure, free throws, Ashman, Fort Loramie midcourt. Can't get the shot off. That's it, OT. Marion Local 31, Fort Loramie 31. JV game went OT. JV game last night here on Scores Broadcast went overtime. Extra session, 31 apiece. Flyers and Redskins here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
When your team's on the field, every second counts. And in your shop, it's no different. Knox Manufacturing Solutions keeps your CNC machines running at championship level. From Haas to Akuma, Fanuc, and more, we service any brand, any machine. And as a proud distributor of Mazak machines, we score with world-class equipment and merge it with our frontline support. Located in Franklin, Ohio, we service all of Southern Ohio, including Shelby, Auglaize, Mercer, Dark, Miami, and surrounding counties. Call 1-877-KNOX-CNC. That's 1-877-KNOX-CNC. Knox Manufacturing Solutions, your first and last choice in CNC machine service. Keeping manufacturing in the game.
Yep, for Marion Local, it was 12. Ashman, not 22, Eckstein, who caught the inbounds pass with a couple seconds to go and went up right away. Her fadeaway jumper resulted in a foul by Fort Loramie, and Marion Local's Ashman, who's been held in check in this game, connected twice at the stripe under big-time pressure. She dropped in two free throws. Ashman, gutty performance, ice water in her veins. And give Ashman all the credit in the world. She's had 5 points. Leading scorer on the year for the Flyers, almost 11 a game, held in check today. We start the OT session with a jump ball. Redskins get it. dribbling down the left side. It is Puppelman. Oh, she shakes free all the way to the rack. Got it for two. Liza Puppelman, a patented move. 33-31, Fort Loramie. I assume, Chuck, the foul totals in the fourth quarter.
This continues.
Yep, so we've still got five team fouls on Marion Local, five plus, only two on Fort Loramie. Here's Marion Local trying a baseline jump shot. It is no good. Rebound, Flyers intercepted by Fort Loramie. 3:20 left to go in the game. Here's Puppelman, gets a screen, isolation play all the way to the rim. Too hard. Rebound, Marion Local, and we've got a holding foul on Fort Loramie. Not a bad foul, only the second. Two team fouls, Redskins. 3:12 left to go, OT session. 33-31, Fort Loramie. I don't think the Flyers scored the last 3.5 minutes or so of regulation, Chuck, until Ashman connected on the two clutch shots at the stripe.
Yeah, and then those are big free throws.
Here in backcourt, it's Ashman for Marion Local. Handoff on the play to Claire Bruins. Bruins to Eckstein. On a weave, it goes to Emerson Mesher. They look for Ashman. Can't find her. Eckstein, top of the key. Fort Loramie up two. 2:50 left in OT. Baseline left. Eckstein shakes free. Little banker in and out. No good. Loose ball rebound below the rim. Three blue shirts, three white shirts. Arrow, Flyers, possession.
Imagine that. A held ball in this game.
2:42 left to go. 33-31 OT. Well, we knew it would be a squeaker, and it's been that and then some. It took a Marion Local pair of free throws in the last few seconds of this game to force OT. Flyers inbounds below the rim, and guess what? Izzy Meyer gets a fist on the ball, pins it to the hardwood, and a jump ball is ruled. This time the arrow goes Redskins' way. Good play by Izzy Meyer. Inbounds pass, almost stolen by Marion Local. Case in point, Chuck, the receiver's got to go to the ball.
Exactly.
Brandewee's out in front. She beats the Flyers down the floor. Missed it. Loose ball, rebound left corner. Marion Local's got it. What's been called? Another held ball. 2:25 to go, fourth quarter. 33-31, Fort Loramie in the lead. Here is Marion Local inbounding in backcourt. It is entered to Eckstein. Eckstein gives it up to Mesher. Mesher on the bounce, top of the circle. Now to Eckstein, near side Mesher, three ball. Good! A long triple. Emerson Mesher made a three to start the game. She hits a three here with 2:06 left in OT to give the Flyers a one-point lead, 34-33. Emerson Mesher, a bomb. It was right on the button. Fort Loramie down a point now. Foul situation, three on the Redskins. Marion Local over the limit. Puppelman into the lane. Nearly a tie-up. Ball scraped away by the Flyers. Marion Local up one, a minute 40 to go. Collision between the center circle and the top of the key. Down goes Meyer. Down goes Claire Bruins. Big field goal by Emerson Mesher. Seconds ago, two free throws. Kate Ashman into regulation for the Flyers to tie the game. Critical baskets, critical free throws. We're in overtime with 98 seconds to go. Fort Loramie, two timeouts left. Marion Local, one. Flyers enter it into backcourt. On the bounce, Eckstein. Spin move, top of the circle. Puppelman reaching. Puppelman got away with a foul, not called. Right wing Mesher, top of the circle, Radebaum splits a couple defenders down the lane, in and out on the shot. Oh, a point blanker, a cripple by Radebaum. Wouldn't go down. Fort Loramie snatched up the rebound. Down the floor, Tennery. Top of the circle, Puppelman. Right wing to Siegel for three. On the rim, no good. Rebound, weak side, missed by Brandewee. Tie up or a foul. Let's see, big call coming.
Held ball for Loramie.
Arrow favors Redskins. Another held ball. 1 minute to go in the overtime. Been a busy week covering high school sports on Scores Broadcast. We have played through overtimes, waded through overtimes. My voice hanging in there. 34-33 Flyers. 55 seconds to go. OT. Tennery with the ball on the arc for Fort Loramie. Left side pass, Puppelman for three. Off the flange. Rebound into the hands of a Flyer player. Down the floor, it's Ashman. Ashman gives it up. Timeline. It's Bruins. And Bruins is bumped by Brandewee. Foul number five on Fort Loramie. And the Flyers shoot two free throws here. That's the fifth of the Redskins over the limit. Marion Local shoots fouls to go up three with 40.5 remaining in the overtime. Marion Local 34, Fort Loramie 33, and that's five on Brandewee. Is that correct?
Yep.
And Olivia Brandewee has fouled out. Izzy Meyer checks back in for the Redskins. Fort Loramie up two at the end of regulation. Managed to knock one inbounds pass below the rim, but Marion Local out of bounds. The Flyers, in alert fashion, with a couple seconds remaining, passed it in to Kate Ashman. She got a fall-away 13, 14-footer up toward the rim, and she was bodied hard and fouled. Good call. Made two free throws to force OT. Emerson Mesher, a big triple for Marion Local in overtime. The Flyers here at the free throw stripe make one, miss one. Fort Loramie with the board, down two. 33 seconds to go. Up the left side is Siegel. And head coach Carla Siegel gets a timeout for the Redskins. We'll take a break and return with the final half minute of overtime. Marion Local leads by two. 35-33 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Oh, boy. What a game here at Fort Loramie today. Don't know how many times we talked about it, Chuck. In the pregame, we said 35 points would win this game. Well, here we are, 35-33 in extra.
I was going to say it took overtime to get to 35.
It did. Well, what do the Redskins draw up here?
I'm not real sure because they've really struggled with everything they've tried to run offensively. They need to try to drive and get a foul, I think.
No Olivia Brandewee. She's fouled out. 30.8 to go. Marion Local 35, Fort Loramie 33. It goes into Tennery. Head of the key straight on Siegel. Back cutting is Meyer low in the right. Oh, she receives a body blow. Down she goes. Shot hit the underneath side of the backboard. Meyer decked. Good play out of the timeout. Eckstein committed the personal. Meyer a couple of free throws if she's able to shoot. 21.3 to go here in this overtime session. And Marion Local owns a tight two-point lead. And being tended to is Izzy Meyer. Might have cracked her head on the hardwood. She went down in a heap. Serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been one of the two or three most valued insurance agencies in the area. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Barker Insurance at the free throw line for Fort Loramie. In place of Izzy Meyer is Maya Grudich, and the foul shot is no good. It's too strong. 21.3 to go. Second free throw is off the back iron again. Marion Local's got the rebound. Foul Siegel in backcourt. Marion Local committed the personal. Reach-in foul, sending Claire Bruins to the stripe. A 5'8 freshman. Bruins to the line. Two free throws coming. 18.4 to go here in the overtime session. Free throw shooting has left Fort Loramie in this game, Chuck, especially second half and OT.
Well, that was a tough foul that they had to bring somebody cold off the bench, and it didn't work out, that's for sure.
Free throw by Bruins is good. She squished it. Marion Local ahead by three, 36-33. This would give the Flyers a two-possession cushion with 18.4 to go. Free throw by Bruins. Yes, sir. She's got them both. Clutch foul shooting Flyers, who lead by four, and double dribbling up the near sideline. Miskew Redskins. Flyers possession, 16.3 remaining. Substitution for Fort Loramie. I think that's Lydia Garrett, who's entered, a 5'3 sophomore. Pumpleman out, Tennery out for Fort Loramie. Head coach Carla Siegel not pleased at all with how this game is ending. Marion Local inbounds in backcourt. 13 seconds to go. Dribbling on the play is Bruins. Hands off to a teammate. It's dealt there by Eckstein. Eckstein gave it up, got it back to Bruins, to Ashman. A second remaining. And that's it. Fort Loramie is beaten in overtime by Marion Local, 37-33. Flyers with two clutch free throws at the very end of regulation by Kate Ashman to tie it. Then a big triple by Emerson Mesher in the OT, helping pave the way for a Flyers 37-33 OT triumph over the Fort Loramie Redskins here today on Scores Broadcast.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Well, we welcome you back here to the Fort Loramie Gym, where the Redskins have been beaten by the Marion Local Flyers in this girls' contest here today. Annual struggle between the two goes to OT and extra period. Flyers win it before, 37-33. Kate Ashman, not a good day for her. 5 points, one field goal for Kate. But she was fouled the active shooting in the final 2 seconds of regulation. Sank a couple of critical free throws for Marion Local, extending this game, moving it into OT. She tied it up with two big free throws. And then in the overtime session, Emerson Mesher drained a long three ball. She hit a three to start the game to put Marion Local up 3-0. She hit a big three. Then free throws were made by Marion Local in overtime. Free throws missed by Fort Loramie. A good game from Liza Puppelman. She didn't have a whole lot of help in this contest for the Redskins, who fall to 13-8 on the year. By way of record, Marion Local is now 14-7. Head coach Carla Siegel's team has a tough bout on Tuesday at St. Henry. It won't be easy. St. Henry's lost just once. Redskins are loaded. Got upset in the past week on the road at Parkway. That is Fort Loramie's opponent on Tuesday. Tournament draw for girls is coming up this Sunday. So keep your eyes peeled to OHSAA.org for the tournament pairings. Meanwhile, Marion Local with the win here today goes to Minster, playing at Minster Thursday next week. Final MAC encounter for both teams. Minster, Marion Local play next Thursday at Minster. And that should be a very good girls basketball game. Again, tightly played defensively next Thursday night at Minster. Marion Local now 14-7 on the year as Fort Loramie drops to 13-8. Chuck, that winds it up for us here at Fort Loramie. Let's take a look at the scoring and award our Sour Mug stars of this game.
32-25 rebounding advantage for Loramie. That kind of boggles my mind a little bit. 13-12 rebounding, offensive rebounding advantage for Marion Local. 27 turnovers for the Redskins, 24 for Marion. That kind of marred it kept anybody from getting any kind of a feel for getting the ball up and down the floor. 11-20 from the free throw line for the Redskins, 13-18 for Marion Local, way above what they normally shoot. That's a big key for them. The scoring, there's 7 points from Claire Bruins. They had 7 points from Faith Ronnebaum. I'm going to go with the freshman, Claire Bruins, as my Sour Mugs player of the game. On the other side, Liza Peppelman led it with 16, and they got 9 out of Olivia Brandewee, and I'm going to go with Liza as my Sour Mugs player of the game for the Redskins.
This segment of our presentation brought to you by Sour Mugs in West Milton. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue, located in the Social in the Pickwa Center, formerly the Pickwa East Mall.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Pickwa at the food court at the Social in the Pickwa Center, formerly the Pickwa East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Pickwa Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Pickwa Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Pickwa, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Pickwa Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Pickwa Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
A healthy home and garden start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, your local source for lawn, landscaping, and garden success.
Well, you can check out the OHSAA website tomorrow afternoon, 2:30, 3 o'clock, for the results of the girls' tournament draw. And on the scoresbroadcast.com website, we will update our schedule of broadcast for next week by tomorrow morning or so. A lot of good options on Tuesday and Thursday. We do know that next Friday night we will be at Marion Local for a boys' game. Minster at Marion on Friday. A contest for you more than likely on Tuesday and Thursday as well. Keep abreast of the website scoresbroadcast.com. S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks to the online listeners here today. Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Final score in overtime, Marion Local Girls 37, Fort Loramie 33.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCal very much. scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCal Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Ligant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Ligant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.